Hi, Mike.
Hi, Paula.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Good morning to you. We're speaking to Emmy Award-winning journalist Paula Faris. You remember her from ABC News and co-hosting Good Morning America Weekend, The View and stuff. And she got a brand new book out called You Don't Have to Carry It All. You Don't Have to Carry It All. Ditch the Mom Guilt and Find a Better Way Forward. I want to ask you, Paula, you have said that working moms carry more than their fair share. You say they're raising children, tackling a mountain of household tasks, building successful careers, but they're doing it without the support they so desperately need and deserve. Talk about that statement. Tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, I mean, it's no surprise, everything that you just mentioned, that we're looking at record numbers of burnout for working moms. It's never been harder to be a working mom in America than it is right now. And so wanted to uncover with this book is, why is it so hard to be a working mom in America, harder than anywhere else in the world, right? And not just how we can give working moms the support they need and deserve, but Mike, we really need to set up the why, because a lot of people don't think it's their responsibility. They don't, you know, feel like they have a dog in the fight, and they're like, why is this my problem? So it's not just a hug and a sword for working moms and showing them that there's a better way forward towards working and momming. It's also an invitation. Everybody has a mother, right? There's a mother in your life. If you're married, you have a wife. It's an invitation to be an ally. It's an invitation to join the fight, to change the game, ultimately at the end of the day, for families. Because families are either our greatest, you know, our value, our bedrock of our country, and children are the greatest natural resource in this country, or they're not. And when families are well supported, it benefits everybody, because if we make it more difficult to have kids, Mike, guess what happens? We have fewer kids and we don't have a labor chain, right? And then we can't grow our economy because we can't grow business, and then we have an economic crisis. So it benefits everybody to support mothers in the workplace and families. And I think that's why we're in the situation we're in as a country, those two big issues. We don't value families and we don't value mothers in the workplace.
You make a very good point. I mean, women have been having this problem for quite a long time, since women, you know, got out of the nuclear family household and got out of the house and said, I want to have a career as well. Who's going to take care of the kids? And we've even had some relationships which are pretty progressive, I guess, and said that, well, you know, I'm the father, you know, I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad and let mom go out there and be the breadwinner. I mean, that's a small percentage. It's probably more men that don't do that as opposed to women. Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. Would you think that's the case pretty much?
Yeah, I mean, I think here's the deal. Like, you're seeing, you know, with millennials and Gen Z, they have different attitudes about what it means to be a partner. But yes, it's a lot of this book. I dig into the history, deconstructing those, you know, the traditional family, right, where the dad brought home the bacon and the mom fried it.
Sure, with the kids. Yeah.
You know, and just unpacking that. And what I realized, Mike, is I had a lot of blind spots, because I had a chance to interview historians and theologians and sociologists and renowned thought leaders and experts. I realized those 1950s that we so often romanticize and idealize, it was good for part of the people part of the time based on awful things. Blacks weren't allowed in the workforce. Women weren't allowed in the workforce. Rape was still legal within marriage. Men came home with lipstick on their collar, but what was the woman going to do? She didn't have a job, and if she did get a job, she made, you know, pennies on the dollar. So we romanticize this time. I don't want to go back. And the reality is, most families need two-income households. They're two-income households just to make it. And we're not saying we need support, because we need to, you know, from my perspective, when I saw one of the biggest inequities as a journalist and saw this marginalized group of moms, you know, like, why are we paid less and valued less and scrutinized more once we become mothers? Because if we don't have children, Mike, we don't have a society. So value us, but allow us to be fully mother and honor what we're actually doing and our contribution to society. But also know that motherhood has made us a better employee. We're more efficient. We're more empathetic. We're more courageous. I mean, if you know a mom in your life and you want to get something done, you want a GSD, as I like to say, you give it to a mom, because she knows how to get it done and she's incredibly efficient. So a well-supported family or a well-supported employee, a well-supported mother or father is a very loyal employee too. So for companies that are looking to hire, I'm like, hire a mother, hire a father, take care of them. They won't leave. I know one of the greatest costs of doing business is retention, turnover. So it's not just the right thing to do. It's good for our bottom line, but getting back to that history and deconstructing it is really fascinating once you see like how we got to this point and peeling back the layers, right? And men are dealing, Mike, you're dealing with your own patriarchy and your own set of toxic messages that you've heard from society that
are absolutely.
Be a real man, or, you know, like the difference between a real man and a good man, you know, like, You know, so like you're hearing your own messages, and also you probably heard from the time you were young, your only job is to bring home a paycheck. And so I want to like deconstruct all of that, invite everybody into this conversation, because I think we need a better way forward. And the only way we're going to find a better way forward for families and for our country is if you join the fight, Mike, if men join the fight and you guys become allies.
That's a good point. Very
so
good
there's
point.
There's an entire
yeah.
chapter dedicated towards inviting men into the conversation.
Nice.
I'm excited for you to read.
That's very good. Emmy Award-winning journalist Paula Farris, she's with us this morning. She's the founder and leader of Carry Media. I can tell you're very passionate mm-hmm. about this. And obviously,
just a little.
Well, you are. And I remember you watching you on the news on ABC and on The View, and you brought these topics up many, many times. And it was always only a matter of time before you said to yourself, I'm going to champion these causes and work toward this goal. And you have really considered this to be some of your most important reporting of all time out of your decades of broadcast journalism.
I do. I feel like this is the most important story that I will ever tell. Truly, I do. And everything led up to this point, you know, for me losing my job, like so many other moms did at the beginning of the pandemic, it really lit a fire. And, you know, I had been, you know, struggling with my own issues, you know, being a working mom and seeing so many of my other mother friends and employees struggling with the same thing. And then I really started to look at it. I'm like, one of the most marginalized groups in America is moms, because we're scrutinized. We are punished for having children, and we're not celebrated for furthering society. And if we don't have a society again, we don't have a labor market. We don't have an economy. So stop punishing us for like for furthering society. And also, like, we need to be paid what we're worth. We are paid 70 cents on the dollar compared to fathers. We are scrutinized more once we become mothers, and we are passed over on promotions, and we're not deemed viable leaders. So we're paid less, valued less, and scrutinized more. When I look at one of the greatest issues in our country, it's this. So that's why I say this is the most important story I think I'll ever tell, because we're in the situation we're in for two reasons in our country. We don't value families. We don't value mothers in the workplace. So this is an invitation to any ally, anyone that's not a mom or wants to become a mom or has a mom, join the fight, because we can't do it without you. And for moms, it's a hug and a sword to know that there's a better way forward towards working and momming. And this book is a roadmap.
And Paula,
make you feel seen and but empowered.
And before we let you go, how did we stop valuing families? I'm a child of the 60s, and I only have one brother. My mom and dad were great. We didn't have a lot of money, but we had a great childhood, and we had a good family life. And I thought family back then was very, very important to me. And my mom and dad showed me a lot of great things, which to today I still bring to my work as a broadcast journalist myself. But when did we start devaluing families, I guess? And what caused that, do you think?
Well, I think a lot of our issues started in the 50s, when it was like the dad just works and the mom stays home, right?
Yeah.
And that's just not a reality. But I think it's an attitude. You look at other countries, how yes, and they're dealing with their own issues, poverty and famine and war, right? But most moms have to work, and they take a great amount of pride. But it is not a stress and a strain to the extent it is here in America to raise kids, because of two reasons, Mike: attitudes and policies. The attitudes in other countries are, we are our brother's keeper. We are raising this next generation. These kids are our future of our country. Here in America, it's your kid, it's your problem. Everything is privatized to raise a kid. Childcare, everything, you name it. And also policy. We just don't have the policy support. So, you know, other countries, they have wonderful policies, whether it's, you know, childcare reimbursement, or they have early education for children. They have so many policies that are set up to make parenthood less of a strain and a stressor than it is here in America. America just wasn't set up to support families. Our policies just weren't. So your kid, your problem. So let's change that.
Yeah. Paula Farris, Emmy Award-winning journalist. This is the book Working Moms Have Been Waiting For. It's a cool book. Check it out. It's out now. You don't have to carry it all. Ditch the mom guilt and find a better way, from Emmy Award-winning journalist Paula Farris. Paula,
thanks for being an ally. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for fighting the fight. Keep the good work going. Thank you, Paula.
I will. Thank you, Mike.